What you're about to hear is a phone interview with Brian Skripak, BIM Technology Manager for Design Group. Design Group has been selected to receive an Autodesk BIM Experience Award for extending the use of building information modeling to sustainable design, and for the application of a BIM process on more than 40 building projects to date, representing over 4.2 million square feet. In this podcast, Brian addresses what differentiates Design Group in the marketplace, how his firm is merging technology and practice, how the use of BIM helps deliver better performing buildings, and what future possibilities he sees for BIM in the area of architecture and sustainable design. Brian, tell us what differentiates Design Group in the marketplace.
I think some of the differentiators for Design Group are things like our strong design leadership. Historically, we've always had a strong background in focusing on design in our projects, and also having a strong sense of focusing on sustainability of projects. That's been really a focus of our firm since we were founded in 1972, and something that's been consistent in carrying through up till the current day. And as we've emerged and become more innovative, I think a new differentiator for us has been building information modeling and how we take that new technology in our firm and develop it and merge it into our processes and then go back and link it to the way that we look at sustainable design and using that as a way to enhance our projects for our clients.
How is your firm merging technology and practice, and what are the benefits?
We've tried to take a real holistic look at how we merge technology and practice. I think from the early projects that we did utilizing Revit, which actually started in late 2005, we focused on delivering our construction documents in that manner and trying to really jump in both feet and say, we want to take this new technology, embrace it, and try to manage as much of it as we can into what we're doing. So that's evolved from doing construction documents to do more relevant visualization opportunities, more scheduling opportunities, and integrating with some of the other tools that we've used in the office. How do we bring some of that spreadsheet aspects to driving schedules out of Revit? How do we use that for lead documentation credits? Different examples that we've used on the Grange Insurance Audubon Center project, as well as the Hocking College Energy Institute, have allowed us to expand some of the capabilities that we didn't know were readily available to us to our mainstream projects. We're continuing to evolve that by using sustainable design tools like Ecotect and Green Building Studio and roll those into more of our everyday projects. So I think those are some of the ways that we've been able to merge technology and practice and also have much broader capability to collaborate with our design consultants, our structural engineers, our MEP consultants, and our construction managers that are out on the job site and make sure that the building information models that we're creating have a life cycle beyond just the delivery of construction documents, that they go out to the construction process and hopefully live on further into the life cycle management and help our owners manage the facilities that they're living and operating in on a daily basis.
Brian, how does the use of building information modeling help to deliver better performing buildings?
For us, the use of building information modeling helps us deliver better performing buildings because we can validate our decisions. Not only are we going on rules of thumb, things that we know that has worked in the past, but we can be more proactive about our design decisions and test them and validate them very early on in the design process. So it's something that we can uncover and expose early in design instead of implementing these things and finding them out maybe a little bit later in the design process. So if we can go through multiple iterations of a building form or a sunshade design, or some aspect of any part of the design process, we can test multiple versions of it out, find out which one works best. We know that that's going to impact the overall performance of the building and improve its life cycle cost. So we know it's something that we can test out very early on.
Brian, just for a moment, we'll stare into the crystal ball and I'll ask you this question. What future possibilities do you see for building information modeling in the area of architecture and sustainable design?
I think ultimately in the future we'll hope to see that these two technologies merge and become more interactive within one platform. I think right now we have a lot of tools that are available to us, which are great. I think in the future we'll probably see more interactive, instantaneous feedback on the decisions we're making and almost have a look to say, well, what if we change this aspect of it? What if we move these walls, change these windows, increase the R value of something, and have a running total that gives us some feedback on, does this meet a certain LEED criteria? Is it a silver building? Is it a gold building or platinum? if we increased our performance over ASHRAE by what percent. So I think hopefully in the future we'll see those two initiatives merge together even more so than they are now with the interoperability of the tools that we have available to us.
For more about Design Group, visit www.dgcolumbus.com. And for everything about the BIM Experience Award, visit www.autodesk.com/BIM Experience Award.